بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're still pondering on Surah At-Takwir, chapter 81, and we've reached ayah 15. Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ. Ayah 15 and 16. So verily, I swear by the planets that recede and by the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves. Now, you find that in these two verses that I've recited, Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ. And la usually means no, nay. So people who do not know Arabic would say, Allah says, I do not swear by. Like, la uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyamah. I do not swear by the day of judgment. And those who know Arabic know that this is a form of emphasis. And the article la is used to raise attention. And it actually means Allah swears. So here Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ. So Allah is swearing. What is He swearing by? Scholars have different opinion in the interpretation, and the most authentic is that Allah is swearing by the planets and the stars. الْخُنَّسِ, that come and appear at daytime. Some say disappear at nighttime. Al-Jawar, that move in their orbits. Al-Kunnas, that when the light of the day comes, they disappear. So Allah Azza wa Jal is swearing to us by these planets and stars. And Allah goes on to say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, after swearing with the planets and the stars, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ. So He swears again with the night as it departs. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, and swears with the dawn as it brightens. The word عَسْعَسْ can mean to come and also to go. And this is common in Arabic. They use some words to mean opposite meanings. For example, the word سَلِيم means healthy. It can also refer to a sick person. And they intend by saying that this person is Salim, that he hopefully will become a healthy person, but at the moment he's sick. So it is used in opposite meanings. And you can not tell except with looking into the context itself, or there is another evidence to prove which one is intended. And here, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, it's referring to the night. So does it mean when the night comes or when the night departs? You can understand this when you look at the following verse where Allah says, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, and by the dawn as it brightens. So this shows that when the night comes with its darkness and when the morning comes with its daylight, so this gives you an indication. So what is Allah Azza wa Jal swearing over? Because we have the one who is swearing, and that is Allah. And we have the things that Allah is swearing by. That is the planets, the stars, the night and the day. So what is Allah swearing about? And this is known as Jawabul Qasam, the answer of the oath or the swearing that had been taken. What is Allah swearing over? Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Verily this is the word from Allah to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the word, a most honorable messenger. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. So Allah is swearing that what you're hearing, the Qur'an, is the word of an honored and an honorable messenger. And who is this messenger? It is the Archangel Jibreel. One would say, it's the word of Jibreel? I thought the Quran was the word of Allah. It is the word of Allah. Yes, but Allah says here that it is the word of an honorable messenger. In Arabic, you attribute what is said to the person or to the individual or to the one who said it, and also you attribute it to the messenger who relayed it. By this, we know that the Quran, and if you go through the whole of the Quran, you would find this clear, that it is the word of Allah. Chapter 9. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُمْ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ. If one of the idol worshippers seek refuge in you, then give him a shelter and allow him to hear the word of Allah, Kalamullah, which is the Quran. So when Allah tells us that verily this is the word, a most honorable messenger, this is the word of Jibreel, meaning that this is what Jibreel is carrying and delivering to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And he is described as honorable, kareem, generous. And why is that? Because he is the elite. He is the best of the best. He is the best angel of Allah's angels. There are so many good characters about him. There's so many beautiful attributes to him, and he is the strongest and the highest by the side of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah describes to us this great messenger. Allah says, ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ, that he is an owner of power. He is powerful and high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne. And this is unquestionable. He's the best of all angels. And he is so powerful, so strong. He was sent to destroy the village of Sodom, those homosexuals that Allah told us about in the Quran. And it was mentioned in the Bible as well. He went there, he raised the whole village with the tip of his wing until the borders of the heavens, and he turned them upside down, and rocks fell on them, and they were punished with 3 or 4 punishments unlike any other nation before, because of their horrible sin that is abhorred by Allah Azza wa Jal, abhorred by the people, abhorred by the angels. Homosexuality is one of the heinous sins, the filthiest sins of all. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not create the humans to be in such filth. Allah Azza wa Jal goes on to describe him by saying, مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ, that he's obeyed. The angels obey him. Trustworthy there in the heavens. So, Jibreel has his own soldiers that obey him, because they know that he does not do anything from himself. He only acts upon Allah's orders. And whatever he does and whatever he says, they obey him. And he is trustworthy. He never reduces or deducts any of the orders given to him. He never increases anything to them. He fulfills what Allah Azza wa Jal orders him to do. Nothing more and nothing less. And this shows you that Allah had chosen the greatest of angels to be his messenger to the greatest of humans, the messenger of all the humans and the jinn. Allah chose both to be the best of his messengers, conveying his message to humanity. And after Allah Azza wa Jal has described this great angel, whom the Jews consider to be their enemy, as Allah mentioned to us and as was mentioned in the hadith as well, they consider him to be their enemy because He does what Allah tells him to do, and he would not hesitate to execute Allah's orders. After Allah has described this great angelic messenger, Allah moves on to describe to us and to talk to us about his human messenger, the best of his creation, the best of all humans, the best to have ever walked the earth, the first one to have the gates of paradise opened to him. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about his beloved messenger, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What does Allah Azza wa Jal tell us about him? This is what we'll find after the break, so stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Allah Azza wa Jal describes his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in verse 22 by saying, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. And, O people, your companion, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not a madman. He's not insane. Because when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam lived among the idol worshippers for 40 years, though he did never ever participated with them in worshipping their idols, yet they acknowledge him to be the honest, the trustworthy, and the truthful. But when he declared it to them and told them that I am the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, it didn't go well down their throat. And that is why they started thinking, what can we do? So they started branding him, labeling him. He is a liar. He is a sorcerer. He is a madman. He's a poet. He's a priest. Anything that they can tarnish his reputation with. So Allah is telling them, listen, he is not a madman. On the contrary, he is the wisest of you all. And you yourselves used to go to him to ask him to intervene, to ask him to arbitrate among one another when you had problems. Allah Azza wa Jal is clearing his page, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by proving to them that he is not insane. And why would you call him insane? Just because he told you that he receives revelation from this angel? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. This angel you deny, and indeed, he saw him in the clear horizon. And most likely this surah was revealed before Surah An-Najm, because Surah An-Najm was revealed after the Prophet ﷺ ascending to the seventh heaven and seeing Jibreel there on his true format. Now we know that Jibreel, the archangel, comes in different shapes and form. Most likely he used to come in the form of a human being resembling one of the Prophet's companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. And this companion was Dihyatul Kalbi. And he was a very handsome man. So he used to resemble him and come to the Prophet ﷺ in a human form. However, the Prophet ﷺ saw Jibreel twice in his original form. This one is the first one. When he was wandering, walking around, astonished by the revelation that he had gotten for the first time, and he wanted a sign, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to confirm that he's not mad. Because he had seen something that no one can bear. It's so heavy, no one can take. Allah says in the Quran, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Verily, we will reveal to you heavy words. And this is the Quran. So, as a form of comfort, Allah ordered Jibreel to appear to the Prophet ﷺ in his original true form. So the Prophet said, I saw Jibreel for the first time, sitting on his throne, blocking the horizon. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. And indeed, he saw him in the clear horizon. The Prophet tells us, I saw Jibreel on his throne, in his original form, with 600 wings. Coming down from these wings, precious stones, emeralds, rubies, diamonds. And this shows you the great magnificence of the creation of this beautiful angel, peace be upon him, Jibreel. So the Prophet had seen him. He's not insane. What you're saying is not correct. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he withholds not a knowledge of the unseen. And this means that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam does not hold back anything from the unseen, from the things that Allah has revealed to him. And also there's another interpretation, which is that he is not doubted in the information that he brings forward. It means he's not stingy, he's not holding back anything, and at the same time he's not a person to be doubted. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. And this is a clear indication to those who innovate. When people do innovations, something they create in religion, and the Prophet says, alayhi salam, whoever innovates in our religion, what's not part of it, it is rejected. When someone comes and says, we celebrate the Mawlid, we celebrate the birthday of the Prophet, alayhi salam, and it's part of the deen, we tell them that you're accusing the Prophet, alayhi salam, of holding back issues related to religion. And you are accusing him of betraying the religion. Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. And he withholds not knowledge of the unseen. Anything that benefits you, the Prophet had given it to you. He had taught it to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why you can see that this knowledge that he had presented, that he had taught to his companions, had the best effect. It transformed them from no one, from Bedouins, from nomads, from Arabs, who had no value, into the greatest nation ever. And look at the Muslims around you. With their Islam, they're the best of societies. Yes, we have shortcomings here or there, and these shortcomings are due to our lack of commitment to our religion. But all in all, there's no one like the Muslim Ummah. So this Quran is the true thing. The Prophet did not hold back anything. Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ. And it is not the word of the outcast Satan. Satan cannot produce something like the Quran. It's so pure, it's so authentic, it's so honest and truthful. Satan cannot produce anything as such. And then Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Then where are you going? Meaning, don't you have minds to think? After all these evidences and proofs, all these proofs that were presented to you, don't you have something to reflect on and guide you to the truth? Where will you go? Where are your minds? Why don't you think straight? In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. By Allah, verily, this is not less than a reminder to mankind and to the jinn. This Quran is merely a reminder, an eye opener. Where are your minds? Why can't you recite it, read it, ponder upon it, and know what your Lord wants from you? It is a reminder. But who will benefit from it? Allah says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. To whomsoever among you who wills to walk straight. Whomever among you would want to be guided. It should be a reminder. It is a reminder. But those who have blocked their senses, they blocked their vision, their minds and hearts, Allah says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. To whomsoever among you who wills to walk straight, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you will not, that is wish or will, unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of the Alameen, the Lord of the jinn and the humans. Now here, in this beautiful conclusion of the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions to us two types of wills. To those who will and wish to be or to walk straight, and then Allah tells us that you will not be able to will such a thing until Allah wills it for you. And in this, it shows us that Allah's will is over all our wills. And we cannot will something, we cannot intend something, unless Allah Azza wa Jal helps us to do this. And maybe later on we will talk about the different levels and the different pillars of the belief in the predestiny, if Allah Azza wa Jal is willing. What we benefit from these verses that we have pondered upon? Firstly, that Allah Azza wa Jal has the right to swear and to take an oath with whatever He pleases, while us can only swear by Allah alone. Secondly, Allah Azza wa Jal is emphasizing that this revelation has been sent down as a reminder, and that it is relayed by the Archangel Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it shows us the beautiful attributes and characteristics of this great angelic messenger, Jibreel, peace be upon him. It defends and clears the reputation of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from whatever the disbelievers and the idol worshippers accuse him of. So he's not a sorcerer, he's not insane, he's not a liar, he's not a poet, he's not a priest or a monk. He was a normal man chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal to be the best of men and to be his messenger to humanity. And finally, nothing in Allah's domain takes place without His approval, without His will. So if you decide to do well and to worship Allah, Allah would help you, and this is His will. And if you decide not to worship Allah or to associate others with Him, your choice is yours, and Allah will help you do that, and you cannot do anything without Allah's will. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.